Thank you, Professor Powell. Smartphones make our lives easier, but there are many downsides.
Indeed.
Okay, now we'd like to welcome questions and comments from the audience. Yes, how about you?
Hello, I'm Ryan. I'm a programmer, and I look at a computer screen and a smartphone all the time. My eyes are tired, and I often have trouble focusing. How can I prevent that?
Have you ever heard about blue-violet light, Ryan?
I have, but I don't know much about it.
Blue-violet light comes from smartphones or computer screens, and it affects not only our eyes, but also our brains. It has a mental impact too, like sleeping disorders. The best thing to do is take a break once in a while. But for people like you, wearing special glasses that cut a blue-violet light is also effective.
Thank you, Professor.
Anybody else? Yes.
Hello, I'm Jasmine, and I'm a high school student. I love smartphones. I do almost everything on my smartphone. I play games, do shopping, text my friends, and more. I even wish we could study online so that we don't have to go to school. But my parents say I have nomophobia. I think I'm just making the most of it. What do you think? Nomophobia. Professor?
Nomophobia means no mobile phone phobia. Nomophobia is a severe anxiety that comes from being without a smartphone. In short, smartphone addiction. The younger generations are more likely to be addicted to smartphones, and according to a survey, 22% of 18 to 29-year-old Americans answered that they look at their smartphones every few minutes.
Then I might be one of them. I can't concentrate on studying because of my smartphone.
Why don't you talk about it with your family? Some families make rules about smartphone use. That can help you get some control over your smartphone use.
That's a good idea. I'll try it right away.
Thank you, Professor and Jasmine.